Today I'm joined by Dr. Sam Cobb, who's the CEO from Adalta. Sam's been a regular contributor to the Morgans Network. Welcome back, Sam. And we might just start by getting you just to quickly recap on the Adalta story.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here. So Adalta is an ASX-listed company. We're developing our lead iBody candidate for the treatment of fibrosis. And we also have this iBody platform, so next-generation antibody platform.
Great. You've had a very busy 12 months. I'm just wondering if you could tell everybody listening what you've managed to tick off over that period.
Yeah, sure. So fibrosis is a really interesting indication where we've got this drug that has multiple applications. So while our focus is on the lung and treating lung fibrosis, over the last 12 months we've shown that we've got application in the kidney, skin, eye, and liver, and really building out that preclinical package. We've started to publish that data. Some of the lung data we got published in Nature Scientific Reports. And one of the key milestones for us is really about manufacturing of AD214. It's not an easy milestone, but we've met this on track and met it with great yield. So we're really happy about moving AD214 forward in terms of on time, in terms of those milestones that we need to now achieve to get into the clinic.
Right. And again, you've just recently or in the process of raising some money. Can you tell us how much and what that will be used for?
Yeah, sure. So we just completed a placement for $5 million. This came from new institutions out of Hong Kong and Australia, as well as high net worth. This was done at 15 cents. We also have one free option at 25 cents. That has a two-year period. So that money will be used to complete the non-human primate study, so safety study, as well as take AD214 into the clinic in January next year and achieve that major milestone of a phase one study. So in addition to that $5 million, we've also got open at the moment a $2 million entitlement offer for eligible and existing shareholders. That is under the same terms as the placement that was done to the institutions and high net worth. So 15 cents, which is about a 17% discount on the 15-day VWAP, and then the one free option for every share purchase.
Okay, that sounds very attractive, particularly for existing shareholders. So certainly for those shareholders in the Morgans Network, we're encouraging people to take up their entitlement. So I guess the key milestone you mentioned is the start of the clinical program in January next year. How long is that going to take? And at the conclusion of that, what would you expect would happen?
Yeah, so like I said, AD214 getting into the clinic in January next year, about 6 months away from now. We'll complete that phase one study in healthy volunteers. What we see in fibrosis is that we are very early transactions. So products tend to be acquired at the end of the phase one. So this funding will take us through that major value inflection point. But what this funding also does, which I haven't mentioned, is enables us also to expand the iBody pipeline and complete some partnering transactions. So we're looking with the platform to actually complete a number of partnership deals. And so what that means is partners are coming to us, so pharma and biotech companies coming to us, looking at our technology, the iBody technology, and wanting to pay us access fees, research dollars to screen this library and identify new compounds for them. So we're looking to achieve one to two partnerships within the next 6 to 12 months. So a lot of news flow with around AD214 and getting into the clinic and potentially a partnership deal there, but also with the platform and looking at partnering there as well.
Okay, well, it certainly sounds like there's plenty of news flow to come. And as you mentioned, you're now very well funded. So it's going to be an exciting time for Adalta over the next 6 to 12 months. We might leave it there. I've been speaking with Dr. Sam Cobb, who's the CEO from Adalta. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Scott.